This is Jordan. Secular Today will continue to discuss intimidation and harassment of students in the college classroom on JSecular Live.
Almost every one of my classes, the Christianity is taught against. You know, you worry about your children being bullied in school when they're younger, but to have to worry that they're going to be bullied by their own teachers.
Everything that you're sharing happened to me, even way back. I'm 53. Students were very, they didn't know to challenge it. And I was a new Christian trying to learn at the time.
We're getting a lot of comments like this coming in. This one from Lori in Missouri, who said, when she was in college, one of my classes was philosophy. I was told to do the exact same thing as Gina. I did not stand up to him, and many times I felt ashamed for not standing up.
This really is a bullying technique, and I would like to ask these professors, what kind of philosophy is this bullying categorized under?
I went to a community college a few years back, and I actually had a professor in a social problems class who made the comment that Christians were the biggest social problem we had in our country, and they should all be shot.
Folks, we have so many of these stories that have come into JSecular Live and the ACLJ this past week after we have discussed the story on air about a contact we got in through ACLJ.org about Gina, a college student in New York who attends a community college there. Folks, we put together a petition. We have thousands of people on this petition. We are still waiting to hear back. We've contacted with the school officials, but we have not had an official kind of response from the school. They're looking at the matter. They said, we'll know that by the end of this week. So we will continue to keep the pressure on the school and let you know how that situation turns out. But we want to even expand this bigger. Of course, we're going to make sure that the right thing happens with Gina. We're going to keep you updated on that. But we want to take it to all the students who feel, and why we've asked students to call in and contact us at the ACLJ, who feel like this kind of situation is happening to them in their school. We've already heard from Colorado and North Carolina students there, a story out of Colorado in English class, where a student, again, they're called the same kind of words, closed-minded, level one thinker, overzealous, too involved. These are on opinion papers in that classroom in Colorado. So we want to hear from you today. If you've had this situation happen, if your child's had this happen, if you know of this situation happening, or you're outraged as well, call us. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. 3110. There is so much to talk about on that front, and we will get to all of that information. I will walk you through again the story of what happened with Gina. We've got Jeff Surtees here to talk about legally these situations. So if you're in that same kind of situation or your student is, you'll know what to do and how to contact us and what your remedies are. But I want to go to Than Bennett, and we'll get to this more of the show too. Than, there is some more breaking news on the successes of the new front on the judicial nomination battles.
There is, Jordan. We talked yesterday about the big victory we had last Thursday when the Senate confirmed Katarina Haynes to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, there's potentially more good news on that front today. The word on the Hill is that an agreement's been reached between Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans to have floor votes on three more circuit judges before Memorial Day. It's good news for the most part. It's a sign that the efforts of the minority and the Judiciary Committee are continuing to pay off. You know, if the deal is honored, it means that we'll likely have three more judges on very important circuit courts in the next 5 to 6 weeks. So that part is good. There is a little bit of troubling details that we'll get to next segment. However, it's a very good sign that they're at least moving to consideration. We're likely going to see votes on three more judges in the next 5 to 6 weeks.
Folks, imagine you're in a situation, you're 18, you're in your introduction to philosophy class, you're a 3.9 GPA student, you're basically a straight A student, top of your class, and your teacher comes to you and tells you, not only does he threaten to fail you in the class if you don't believe what he says and question your own faith and say, well, maybe there is no God. For his final assignment, he says, if you put this line, you'll get full credit. I have no free will. Sign your name to it. Forcing a student to do that in the college classroom, putting their name on it, putting it on the internet publicly for all to see, for there's always be a record of that. That's what happened to Gina. We've heard from Gina. We've played clips from Gina. We've talked about it on the broadcast. I want to hear from you today. What do you think about this situation? 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. I encourage you to call. We want to talk to you about that as well. We'll get into judicial nominations too. And as we go into this first break, I encourage you folks, get involved here. We want you to be part of this petition going to Gina's school. And then we're putting this petition for all the students out there who contact us. So these schools receive thousands of American names who stand by these students' rights. Call, join this committee right now, 877-989-2255, the petition of protest. You can also go to aclj.org.
Gina DeLuca, a community college student in New York, expected to be challenged in school, but never expected to be discriminated against because of her Christian beliefs.
It reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they refuse to bow down, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm being forced to do something, and if I don't, in a sense, I'm going to be thrown into the furnace, you know?
The American Center for Law and Justice is representing Gina and will ensure that her constitutional rights are protected.
We've got our lawyers and our legal team here helping you, and Gina hangs up in the school situation. We're getting the situation hopefully resolved. Literally, we've got a legal team on it right now, as you know.
If you want to help students like Gina, then stand with the ACLJ and demand an end to religious hostility on college and university campuses. Sign on today to the ACLJ National Petition of Protest. Send a powerful message to these institutions. The constitutional rights of Christian students will be protected. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at aclj.org. Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change, and Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right.
You hear all the time people saying that because you're Christian, you're being trampled on in a sense. And then when you go through it, it's a horrible feeling.
Those words from Gina, a college student, and from her introduction to philosophy class, the way her teachers treated her. I mean, listen to this statement that Gina told us about during a break when she was on the program. That's what that was from. The teacher actually, for his final assignment, said you would get full credit on the assignment, full credit, all 13 points. This is the final assignment of the year. If you would write this statement, excuse me, and post it online, I have no free will, and sign your name to it. Now, of course, that is not a philosophy class. That's academic fraud. It's academic dishonesty. But it also has nothing to do, folks, with learning that information. In fact, it shows you what this teacher really cared about. Not, he didn't care about the issues or these students actually learning about philosophers. He cared about these students changing their opinions or believing exactly what he said. And he just demonstrated that clearly in his final assignment, where he said, if you do what I say, believe what I say, and put your name to it, I'll give you full credit. These stories are sometimes hard to believe that they come true, but then when we hear from so many students around the country the same kind of stories, talking to Than Bennett in the break, how this is just regular operating practice in the college classrooms now, especially at secular schools. Maybe some of your students attend Christian universities where they don't deal with these kind of situations, but for the majority of college students going off to college to a state or even private secular university, this is something that they're having to deal with on a daily basis. Interesting here, too, we've had a lot of these complaints coming from the past three complaints we've gotten from students on this issue have come from the community college setting, which is also an interesting aspect to this. So we want to talk to you about it today. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Again, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones. We got a lot of calls coming in. Ricky's calling from Florida on line one. Ricky, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ricky. You're on the air.
All right, man. I heard the story and I heard what you know had happened, and a verse just came to my mind. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." You know, one thing that people don't understand is, as Christians, you know, we've been made free. We're not under this bondage anymore. And to say that someone doesn't have their free will as a Christian, or have to put that down on paper, you know, it's like a slap in the face. I mean, we've been made free. And you know, somebody who's been out there, I've been out there in the world. I've, you know, before I got saved and everything, I did all kinds of stuff. And you know, the Bible says God is not the author of confusion. I was so confused, didn't know anything until I found the Lord, and now, you know, I've been made free.
Well, and here's the thing, Ricky, these students, these professors don't want those students to have those kind of events. They want to plant in these students' minds, especially students like Gina, who may not be as strong, some of them who may not be as strong as Gina in their personal convictions. They come to college, they're taught by these professors with doctorate degrees that it's stupid to believe these things. You're a stupid person if you believe in this. This professor at Gina's school, her professor actually has up online a link to a website where you choose your own deity. You choose your own deity. But when you choose it, I mean, I did this online. I did the test just to see what happened here in this game that you play. It basically is impossible to choose a deity with all the characteristics of the Christian God, the God of the Bible. It's impossible to mark. If you mark all of them, it goes through and just tears apart or tries to tear apart and tear down the faith that people have. And some of these professors don't understand his faith. Again, though, it's clear what this professor's bent is. We know there are other professors like this, and we want students to take a stand. I want you to know, if you're listening to this, you don't have to put up with this. You don't have to put up with it at all. We've actually got calls in today from students who are saying the exact same thing is happening to them. Let's go back to the phones. Jennifer, another caller from Florida. Jennifer, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Jennifer.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to make a comment regarding what Gina is going through. It's not something that I believe is isolated to her situation. That's definitely happening in my campus. I remember an experience I had with an art professor a year ago, and his class is supposed to be about modern art, just learning about artists and what their style and technique is. But for some reason, every class period, he would take the opportunity to bash God in some way, shape, or form, explaining how God is the problem with the world. If it wasn't for Christians, humans could do whatever they want, and religion is this and that, and how anyone who's a Christian is mentally disturbed. I mean, it got so bad to the point where at one time when I was sitting in class, I said, God bless you, to a student. He stopped the whole class and said, I'm not allowed to say God bless you unless I can prove that God exists in his class, because I'm forcing God on all the students in the class. And he got very upset, threatened to punish my grade because I told him I could say God bless you whatever I want. And he was really taking his authority as a teacher out of proportion.
Well,
and
not only
I
that,
don't know what's going on, but it's really getting out of hand.
Jennifer, let me say this too, and that is an incredible story, but it's just like Gina's. It's just like all of these students we're having calling in here, because these professors are abusing their positions. This professor's job, I mean, you were in an art history class, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, art history.
I mean, I took an art history class too, and most of the time, the original art history comes from religious art. I mean, that's where the background was. That the same in your class?
Well, we were discussing modern art from like the late 1800s. So really, we weren't getting into anything religious from like, you know, the time of Da Vinci and stuff.
Right. So he was leaving that part out. But here's the thing. There's the point. You're at this age of modern art. Why is he discussing God at all? What does this have to do with an art history class saying that there is no God and making fun of students and threatening to fail them again? That's what these professors do, folks. And I want to go to Jeff Surtees, an associate counsel with the ACLJ, because, Jeff, we hear about these stories. And, Jennifer, what I want people to know is that you need to contact us. This is happening to you, over and over again in class, where you especially know this is not right. A class like art history, what happened to Jennifer, you need to contact us, the ACLJ, when it happens. You can contact us by going to aclj.org and just says contact the ACLJ right on the website. That is a great thing to do, and I encourage folks, if you have that, if you're a student going through that situation, you need to contact us now, because Jeff Surtees is here with us. And Jeff, these students have a remedy here. They don't just have to put up with that, whatever professor says, and go along with it to get a grade in the class. If you're at a public university, you cannot be treated like this.
You're absolutely right, Jordan. I mean, the free speech clause of the First Amendment is 100% clear. A state actor, what I mean by that is any public official, and in this case, public educators, whether it be at the elementary school, high school, college, university level, if they're public, they're state actors. And state actors cannot discriminate based on religious viewpoint. The law is 100% clear. And not only the free speech clause of the First Amendment, but the establishment clause of the First Amendment is also clear as well. That says that state actors, again, public university professors, public college teachers, high school professors, teachers, and so forth, may not act in a way which is hostile to religion and religious belief. So these folks who are probably thinking themselves great exponents of the First Amendment are actually violating it, are actually defying it by trying to impose their own secular atheistic point of view on those within their class. No, the Constitution is clear, and people have got to take that and use it as a weapon to fight back.
Folks, we want you to be part of the fight against these schools, against these professors at these schools, to make a stand. While we're working on it legally in the courts, we want to have this petition with thousands upon thousands of people from all across the country, 25,000, 50,000 people, names that we can give this school district, these public school districts, these county commissions, and say, listen, we have all these students, not just from your people from your community, but people from across the country who are not going to stand for this, and we will talk about it every day on national radio. We will bring it to the public's attention, and we will bring your school to the public's attention if you don't change these policies and make sure these professors stick to doing their job and stop telling students they're stupid for being Christians in the public classroom, which is exactly what happened to Jennifer, who was calling from Florida about her situation in school. So we want you to join this petition. These students don't have to stick up for this anymore. Call right now, 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Call it right now. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. We have another student who's calling in, Lorenzo from California on line three, with the same kind of situation happening to him. Lorenzo, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I attend a community college in California, and there was a political science student that came up to me. I was the student body vice president at the college, and the student was crying because the teacher, the political science instructor, told the class that his political views were the only views that they could present in the class, and that they would not pass the class if they didn't use his political views, stand on his political views, and they couldn't express their own, and they couldn't share it, they couldn't write it, they couldn't include it in their work, or they would fail the class. They wouldn't even be allowed to stay in the class.
So and did Lorenzo, did the school do anything about this situation?
The school didn't get a chance, but me being student body, student government,
right?
We're our own public entity, and our job was to protect the rights of the student of the 12,500 students
right.
at the college. So what occurred was I went to that instructor, and I informed that instructor that the California state laws and Title V, the education code, guarantee that student has a right to participate in programs
right.
and services of that college, as well as he's violating that student's constitutional rights as far as the Bill of Rights.
Now, Lorenzo, we're coming up on the break on this program. What did the teacher finally say to you just in a few seconds, because we got to jump to a break?
The teacher apologized to me, and the teacher apologized to the student and apologized to all of his classes and allowed those students to express their own political views.
That is a great story. We want to thank you, Lorenzo, for standing up. And that's what happens. If you need us to stand up with you, if you're a student in this situation, we will do that, folks. And we want you to stand with these students. Call the petition right now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor. professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at ACLJ.org.
It wasn't until it continued and it became so obvious and so insulting that I was like, this gotta stop.
Cause this is my right.
Hey, welcome back to JSecU Live. This is Jordan Secu. Folks, you heard again another story, two in a row from students who went through the same situation. Lorenzo, who called us from California, who was a part of the student body, government there at his school, had a student come up to him in a political science class from California crying because the professor said, my views are the only views that are right. That's the only views that you can put down on the exam. If you don't believe what I say, it doesn't matter. The only answer you've got is exactly what I tell you. Now, what political science class says I'm the only answer? I mean, obviously, the history of politics or the study of politics are there's lots of people with lots of different views who fight each other about those views, whether or not it was in military conflicts, currently going on, or the way we do it here in the United States with elections. Politics is always about disagreements of views. Now, you can learn political science without having to take a side on every single issue, but these professors aren't allowing that to happen. Luckily, though, when you stand up to them, they get nervous because they know what they're doing is wrong. So when Lorenzo went to that professor, he apologized to the student in front of the class, apologized to her privately as well, and we will fight for these students, because if we get a professor who won't make that apology, who continues to try to do this, we will stand with those students all the way through the federal courts. And we want you to sign this petition saying that you will too, that you'll stand with these students along their battle and with the ACLJ. All you have to do is call our toll-free number. It's absolutely free, 877-989-2255, to join our petition of protest. Stand with these students in their battles. Whether or not it's getting a public apology from the professor or going to court, we want you standing with these students. 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. And I want to make it clear, folks, this is not about stopping discussion in the classroom. This is about harassment. This is about saying, hey, the atheist student can talk about why he's an atheist, and the Christian student can talk about why they're a Christian without calling each other names. And especially without the professor calling the Christian student a name. I mean, would these professors ever have the guts to tell a class that was predominantly Muslim that they're stupid for believing in the Muslim faith or believing in Muhammad? I mean, would they actually do that, or were they just picking on students they think are going to remain silent? And when they don't remain silent, action happens, and we get things done here at the ACLJ and protect these student rights. But I want to hear from you, and we want you to join and stand with these students again. So I encourage you, join this petition right now, 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. I want to go to Than Bennett. Than, very quickly, there was movement on judicial nominations. I want to make sure everyone knows this. We'll do that quickly. And tell folks, too, about your story after you explain what's going on with judicial nominations that happened to you while you were in college.
Sure thing, Jordan. Quickly, we talked in the first segment about a deal that's been reached to consider three more circuit court judges before Memorial Day. That's good news, but it's important to note that this agreement doesn't appear to name which judges we'll be voting on. I'm hearing it's likely that it may be Ray Kettledge out of the Sixth Circuit, possibly Stephen Agee from the Fourth Circuit, maybe Helen White from Michigan for the Sixth Circuit again. The problem with this, and the reason that it may not be as good of a deal as it sounds, is that it could be used as a way to just ignore some of the outstanding judges that have been nominated for the really critical seats on the Fourth Circuit. These are guys, Robert Conrad of North Carolina, Steve Matthews of South Carolina, Peter Keisler of D.C., who have been nominated for a long time, are ripe and ready for a hearing and a vote, and this deal, while good, may be a way to just kind of leave them to die on the vine, so to speak. So we're going to have to wait and see. We just need to make sure that these three judges don't get ignored. Quickly, you know, I find it ironic that a lot of times these happen in classes where students are specifically supposed to think outside of the box. They're not supposed to accept what you're told without without evaluating the rationale behind it. Happened to me in a critical thinking class when we were doing an exercise. We were given a topic. We were supposed to state an opinion on the topic and then defend that topic. Well, our topic was prayer in public schools. But as soon as I started to defend a position of student-initiated prayer, get this, I was told that I was, quote, contaminating the issue. So I wasn't even allowed to finish my defense. I was just told I was contaminating the issue, and I had to stop. You know, for students with a high GPA, this can be very problematic. Do you want to challenge the professor? Do you want to sacrifice a chance to get a good grade?
And what's crazy here about this is these professors bring these topics up. I mean, like what happened to Thani just said, what happened to this political science class? They don't have to get into this. And there's no appropriate. If you don't want to talk about God and religion in your class and a critical thinking, don't make the topic prayer in school. If you're in a political science class, you don't have to talk about you don't have to say only my views go politically, because political science, for all of those who have studied political science, true political science, has nothing to do with actual views, but the study of politics and of the science of politics and the numbers behind politics and the theories behind politics, but not the views of a political party or a person's political views. But these professors, they want to talk about it. Same thing in this philosophy class. This professor can easily go through, explain the philosophers, explain their philosophy. It's difficult material that would definitely take up enough time. But instead, he has to add to that. He has to add to the fact that, well, not only are these philosophers who deny God, which it's fine to be reading about those philosophers and their theories as well, but you have to believe in these philosophers because they're the only ones that could be right. That's what happened to Gina. Folks, you heard it from her own mouth. You heard it from the clips we've played from her on here, and we've heard it from other students today on JSecul Live. Let's go to the phones. A lot of calls coming in. 1-800-684-3110. If this situation has happened to you, we want to talk to you. We've had two calls about it already on the air today. Let's go back to the phones. Anthony from Texas on line two. Anthony, you're on the air.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Give some words of encouragement. As Jesus said, he has all power, and not even a sparrow falls. So this guy is a test of your faith to find out where you'll stand in life, to see what you're going to do when times get tough. But as Paul appealed to Caesar and even said he was going to complain against some soldiers who beat him or police officers while he was in custody, anyway, he used the law to the full extent. So don't be discouraged. If you got to cry, go ahead on and cry. But don't give up and don't lose hope. Do what you got to do. Keep on. But remember, this is a test, and don't let anybody discourage you. You keep on fighting. And this right here will bring out or use this guy as an example to show just how strong God's people are and that we can do things and make a change here in this country.
Well, Anthony, I thank you for your call, and I think you're right. I want to go to Jeff Sturgis because I think you hit on a critical point. We can stand up in the courts. Yes, it tests everyone's faith, and to a certain point, it is good for Gina to understand that there are people out there that will attack her like this on a daily basis. The problem, Jeff, and what Anthony mentioned, is you still go to court. You take this to government because her rights are being violated, not just because she's a Christian and she's upset because the teacher is saying things, but because she's being publicly harassed in class. I mean, when it comes down to it, these students are targeted because of their personal beliefs. They say one thing defending their faith, and the teacher calls them stupid or a level one thinker or ignorant or overzealous or overinterested in the topic, or they just cut them off like what happened to Thane and say, well, we're not talking about that. But Jeff, these students have rights. Still into college, it's not just about public schools, and we talk about that issue so much in the public high schools and elementary schools, but in colleges as well.
Well, yeah, there's a huge difference between being challenged in the classroom and being discriminated against in the classroom. You know, there's a difference between being informed of viewpoints that you may not hold and those viewpoints which you do not hold being imposed on you. So when the school or the teacher crosses that line, that's the time for the Christian student to say, enough, I'm not going to stand up for that. I'm more than willing to engage in conversation with you, in dialogue with you, to talk about my beliefs, to talk about your beliefs, to have this exchange of ideas, but I'm not going to sit back and allow you to discriminate against me, to allow you to call me names, to allow you to mark me down on my grades simply because of my religious beliefs.
Folks, we want you to stand with these students. As Anthony called in, as Jeff has said, we can make a stand here, and we want you standing by these students when they confront these professors in class, when we confront their school officials, when we get these public apologies, and if we have to, when we take these schools to court. We want you to be a part of that, saying, I will stand with these students if we have to go all the way through the federal courts. I will stand with them to get these public apologies. I will stand with them to stop this harassment going on in the classroom of students just because of their Christian faith. Join this petition of protest today, right now. 877-989-2255 is the toll-free number. Write that number down if you can't call now. But if you can, I encourage you, make this call right now, right after the broadcast. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.